OTAs and minicamp in the first 2 days of camp. Do you get a sense of, is this camp any different than previous camps?
Not really, not so far at least. You know, we start right back over and, you know, try to rebuild from the bottom up. It's kind of how we have always done around here, and it seems to work.
How about for yourself personally? Any different feeling coming into this camp?
You know, obviously more confidence. Every year you gain confidence just, you know, doing the same thing year in and year out and being in the same system and whatnot. So more confidence probably.
Jimmy, how does a, in your opinion, how does a quarterback show versatility? What's the...
You know, I think there's a number of different ways you could do that. You know, versatility, you know, it just depends what your definition is of it, I guess. But, you know, the biggest thing with quarterbacking is coming out here, getting your guys in the right play, finding the open guy, and, you know, delivering the ball accurately.
Jimmy, are there balls that you throw in practice that maybe you wouldn't throw in a game?
Yeah, it's to a point. You know, you always try to do the right thing in practice, but, you know, practice is also that time, and especially in training camp, try to, you know, give a guy an opportunity who you maybe wouldn't in the regular season, but, you know, it's a time to gain trust in your teammates and, you know, give guys an opportunity.
So how do you view some of the interceptions? Do you say to yourself, I know I wouldn't have thrown that, or do you think it's like, I need to correct that?
I mean, everyone's different. I wouldn't say they're all in one category or the next, but, you know, whenever you throw an interception, whether it's you're testing something out or giving a guy a chance, you never want to throw the interception in the first place. So,
is part of that too testing and sort of building confidence in your teammates, but is also that testing your teammates? What can you do? What can you do? Can you get that ball in the back?
Right.
The ball from...
Right. Like you know, a jump ball, for example, or you know, like a back shoulder, like you said. Both of those are, you know, they're difficult catches, and so you try to see which guys. I mean, the guys who have been here for a while, you more so know what they could do and what they can't do than the new guys. But you just try to learn your teammates the best you can right now.
Starting first four games going into training camp last year. Does that change training camp at all for you this year?
Not really. No, same mindset as usual. You know, trying to come out here, compete every day, and you know, be the best quarterback I could be.
People always talks about competition every position, and run as starters. But realistically, what would you have to do to unseat Tony?
You know, just go out there and compete. I mean, I know it sounds pretty simple, but you know, you gotta go out there, compete every day, do the right thing, put your team in the position to win and be successful, and you know, that's the quarterback's first job.
Is it hard not to be deferential to him sometimes, just based on 17 years of experience and everything you've seen in this league?
it is what it is type of thing. I mean, he's been in the system for a while. He knows it like the back of his hand, and you know, that's it's my job to catch up and get as close as I possibly can to that, and you know, it's that's part of being the quarterback. That's the competition part. You gotta love that.
Can you compare your first year to now in terms of thinking about being evaluated and what the coaches were thinking about you all the time versus now, just kind of going out there and doing what you know how to do?
Yeah, that rookie year, that was a rough training camp. That was don't want to go back and relive that, but you know, it's just it's night and day compared to that. I mean, rookie year, I was trying to learn formations, coverages, all that stuff. I mean, coming out of college, it's so tough. Just it's so different. And so now I have that experience and everything, and I think I'm using it to my advantage.
And do some of the other young guys now look to you to ask you about that sort of thing, like how they handle it?
Yeah. Yeah, more of the skill guys, you know, like on offense. But, you know, all the rookies, I mean, it's quite an adjustment going from college to the NFL. It's just that's the way it is nowadays. College football is changing, and the NFL is what it is.
You talk about learning the system. Do you ever get to the point where you feel like I know it cold, or is it always evolving?
It's always evolving. I mean, if you ever get to that point, then you're comfortable and you don't want to be at that situation. So it's just one of those things you want to keep learning, whatever it may be, coverages, defense, offensive routes changing, stuff like that. And, I mean, as a quarterback, you could always be learning something.
Jimmy, you've seen Brandon Cooks the last couple of years on the opposite side of the field. Is there anything that he's done during your time working with him that would surprise you?
I mean, he's fast, man. He's probably one of the fastest people I've ever seen in person, and that's nice having it at your leisure as a quarterback. Just that type of speed is it's rare, and he uses it to his advantage, creates space, and you know, makes our job a lot easier.
Does that make him unique, or are there other qualities that make him such a gifted player?
I'd say it's not just one thing or the other. You know, his work ethic's unbelievable. You know, how he takes care of his body, how he eats and everything. It's bar none. So you got to tip your hat to him on that. And then, you know, the speed, obviously, quickness, route running, all that stuff. It all comes together for him.
I mean, how long does it take you to get in what you feel like to be a good rhythm in camp? How much throwing do you need to get done?
I wouldn't put an exact number on it. You kind of know when you get there, type of thing. It's a feel thing. You can't really say it's 2, 3, 4 days, whatever it may be. You got to learn your receivers, learn your backs, learn your tight ends, and you know, get on the same page with them. And once that happens, it makes everything a whole lot easier.
Jimmy, when you're coming to this league, the idea of playing at 40 ever crossed your mind? And I'm curious about what your thoughts are that certain quarterbacks reaching that milestone next week.
Yeah. When I first got in the league, I was just trying to make the 53, man. That was that was my first thought. You know, playing into your 40s, it's you got to tip your hat to Tom. Just how he goes about his business, takes care of his body. It's a tribute to him.
Seeing him do it, is that something you think you're starting to change? Maybe thinking maybe it's possible for me to get there one day if I keep take care of my body and do all the things that you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible, but you got to put in the time, put in the commitment to it, and. You know, take it one day at a time. You can't look, I'm 25 years old, so I can't be looking 15 years ahead right now, so.
Josh says you don't talk about age much. There's a group in that quarterback's room. Down on the field, Jacoby, putting a little needle a little bit as he's about to hit 40.
I mean, we got to, right? It wouldn't be right if we didn't. So, we're there to bring him back down to earth every once in a while. I'll say that. All good? All right. Thanks guys. Thanks.